Hey, everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. What a lot of business owners or executives don't understand is that their staff will not welcome us with open arms. In many situations, we have to treat their staff almost like a hostile witness. Here are the two most common reasons why these folks really don't want to help us help them. First off, and the most common, they don't want any outsiders poking around and criticizing their work. They have their boss right where they want them. And when we put ourselves in their shoes, wouldn't we want that too? I mean, seriously? So any information or recommendations that we could give that could put them in a bad light, yeah, that info's not going to reach us at all. Second, they're worried that we're going to mess something up that they have to spend time and effort to fix. That's what happened in my example from the Post. My colleague wanted access to some analytics, the raw data, and the staff didn't want to give up the passwords. So instead, they did him a favor, great spin there, and got the info for them. The problem? Any information that made IT look bad was mysteriously omitted. You know, if we approach staff with this understanding, we can navigate around their potential resistance. As I said in the Post, we got to make cooperation look like the best way forward. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.